What do we learn from Imam Hussein's movement? In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Hello dear listeners, and our heartfelt condolences to you all on the advent of the month of mourning. Today is the first day of the month of Muharram, and consequently the beginning of the new lunar year, 1443 Hijri year, exactly 1,382 years since the great tragedy that afflicted the blessed household of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Before we present a special program in this regard, let us ponder on Ayah 169 of Surah Al Imran of the Holy Quran, which says, "And think not of those who are slain in Allah's way as dead. Nay, they are alive, and by their Lord well provided." This divine description of those who achieve immortality by defeating death through courting martyrdom in the way of the Almighty Creator and in defense of humanitarian values, although a frequent occurrence in history, was brilliantly displayed only once in the long life of this world. It was in the year 61 AH, corresponding to 680 AD, in the plain of Karbala in Iraq, besides the fresh flowing waters of the river Euphrates, that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his thirsty group, which included a six-month-old infant, preferred immortal martyrdom in an equal combat rather than pay allegiance to the libertine rule of a tyrant. The grandson of the Almighty's last and greatest messenger thus taught humanity how to live a life of dignity and how to overcome death in order to strengthen personal faith and to salvage the faith of the people and society. I do not wish a death for myself other than martyrdom, while life among the unjust would be unbearable. These words of the immortal martyr of Karbala continue to inspire us, reaching climax in the month of Muharram, the anniversary of his martyrdom, which we commemorate with fervor every year, irrespective of the circumstances, including the current spread of the coronavirus pandemic worldwide. Of course, with due precautions and in full accordance with the advice of the medical and religious experts. As we said earlier, today starts the month of Muharram with its memories of the greatest tragedy that the world has ever seen and will never see the like of it in future. It is the month when blood, including that of a six-month-old baby, triumphed over sharpened swords. It is the month which each year jolts human conscience and reminds mankind of its duties towards religion and society. The first of the month of Muharram is thus not a day of celebration, as is unfortunately done in some Arab countries, which seem oblivious to the great sacrifice of the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. These frivolities are nothing but plots to distance Muslims from the essence of Islam, as preached by the Prophet's blessed household, the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and guarded by their sacred blood. Such celebrations, on the pretext of the start of the so-called New Year, are nothing but practices of the pre-Islamic days of Jahiliyyah, in view of the fact that the Prophet's auspicious migration from Mecca to Medina was not on the eve of Muharram, as the ignorant assume, but on the eve of Rabiul Awwal. It is an undeniable historical fact that a decade after the passing away of the Prophet, when the Islamic calendar was fixed on the basis of his migration, instead of the first of Rabiul Awwal, the first of Muharram, or beginning of the pre-Islamic Jahiliyyah year, was unfortunately chosen by the second caliph. Islam means adherence to the letter and spirit of the Holy Quran, coupled with love, affection and obedience to the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Islam means resistance against oppressors and readiness to court martyrdom for the defense of humanitarian values, as taught us by Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This is the message of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. This is what the grandson of Prophet of Islam stood for, and drank the cup of martyrdom so that humanity could have a worthy model to follow in every age and climb against the forces of oppression and exploitation. With the start of the month of Muharram, the blood of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, becomes fresh as the hearts of the faithful turn towards Karbala in Iraq, the rendezvous of martyrs, where the hypocrisy of the godless Umayyads was unmasked to show them in their true pagan Arab colours. In other words, Muharram is a time for reflection for Muslims, and the best way of pondering on facts are the mourning ceremonies for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and the martyrs of Karbala that could indeed be called part of the Prophet's Sunnah wa Sirah, or practice and behaviour. This is the message of Muharram, the month of the life-inspiring mourning ceremonies. The Prophet's grandson courted martyrdom along with his male family members and friends in Karbala in order to establish social justice and preserve humanitarian values by unmasking hypocrisy. Therefore, the Islamic Republic of Iran, which adheres to the path of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, strives to take every step to ensure the smooth functioning of the country, since it is irreligious to indulge in outward modes of worship while ignoring social, cultural, political, and other issues that govern human life. Likewise, it is self-deception to ignore the divine law and give free rein to whimsical ideas of the fallible mind, thereby allowing the fate of the people to slip into a state of injustice, which in turn provides breeding ground for misrule. The Islamic Republic of Iran shoulders the responsibility of conveying to the world the message of Islam at a time when the United States and the Israeli regime are trying to destabilize Muslim countries by pitting Muslims against one another. Islam also does not allow Muslims to shed the blood of fellow Muslims, as the Takfiris and other deviated groups practice today by massacring Muslims. This is surely not what was taught to us by the Messenger of Mercy. Muharram is the month that jolts human conscience to expose the roots of terrorism, which nowadays is trying to tarnish the humanitarian image of Islam. In other words, Muharram and its life-inspiring mourning ceremonies are considered a catalyst for triumph of truth over falsehood. The Islamic Republic of Iran has always played an important role in this regard, much to the chagrin of its enemies, especially the United States and the illegal Zionist regime. In view of these facts, because of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping across Iran and the world, the Muharram gatherings will strictly follow the rules and regulations set by medical experts in conformity with the religious authorities. By maintaining proper social distancing, sanitization measures, wearing of face masks and checking of temperatures and oxygen levels of the devotees visiting the Husseiniyas and mosques. Like last year, another important feature this year will be the online morning assemblies in order to prevent crowding and to facilitate the spread of the message of Muharram to homes through computers and televisions.